A business built on native culture floats in what it sees as an ocean of cultural appropriation. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a dry statistic that actually gives you a read on where the juice is flowing back into the U.S. economy and where it's not. There's news this morning that orders for durable goods, expensive long-lasting items, in other words, not bananas, durables went up 1% when you look at the core of this data, excluding very volatile items. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
Much of the strength was in computers. When you go through the data, where you see strength as well as in metals, but you don't see strength is in something we all know too well, chip shortages in the motor vehicle sector. That's a sector that really pulled down the overall averages, and I think it's important to point out because we know that chip shortages have actually idled production in the motor vehicle sector.
And led to some car dealerships looking pretty sparse. Now, we also saw new claims for unemployment benefits go in the right direction again this week, but it's not like those are disappearing and no one's applying.
Exactly. We're seeing them come down, and that's great news that they're continuing their downward trend. The bad news is they're not coming down rapidly. The low-hanging fruit that we saw picked in May and June of 2020, I think, is now been largely plucked. And what we're seeing is modest declines continue. We'd like to see big declines right now, given how many jobs were still in the hole.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bank profits rose nearly 30% in the first quarter of the year. However, the same report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation finds that lending fell, driven by a 7.4% drop in credit card balances. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what's going on.
People have had fewer reasons to rack up their credit card bills during the pandemic, says Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.
Because of government stimulus, because of reduced spending from lockdown, because they can't travel.
People have been spending more on certain categories in recent months, like electronics, clothes, and sporting goods. But economist George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group says there are other types of spending that have yet to recover.
If you look at services spending, especially on travel or accommodation or food, like that has not come back.
Perks says low credit card balances are a sign that people are still hesitant to spend while parts of the economy are disrupted.
So whether that's consumer demand, family care, housing, there are just all these things that are still very different from where they were 15 months ago.
A separate tally from the New York Fed found that in the first quarter, credit card balances fell by $49 billion, the second largest quarterly decline on record. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, the London-based multinational bank HSBC is getting out of serving regular Joes and Josephines here in the U.S. 80 East Coast branches of HSBC are being sold cheap to Citizens Financial. On the West Coast, HSBC branches go to Cathay General Bancorp. HSBC will keep operations for rich customers in the U.S. More than 40 years ago, the former Hong Kong and Shanghai bank bought Marine Midland Bank out of Buffalo, New York, and this is the end of that story.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Back to Business is our ongoing project focusing on smaller businesses moving forward from the pandemic. In the morning, we're focusing on firms run by Black people, Indigenous people, people of color. Eighth Generation is a retailer that had to close its Seattle store early in the pandemic, but blossomed online. It features wool blankets and other items produced by Native artists. In 2019, Eighth Generation was purchased by the Snoqualmie Indian Tribe, which runs a larger slate of business and investments in the Pacific Northwest. We reached out to Louis Gong, Eighth Generation's founder, who remains at the helm as CEO.
One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that for hundreds of years, almost all the products featuring native art have fake native art on them. And every one of those has a fake story to go with it. So as a native person who grew up in their community, you can imagine how frustrating it has been to watch these fake stories, most of the time stories that confirm stereotypes that consumers already have when they walk in the door. So at 8th Generation, we work 100% of the time with native artists. And our goal is to reclaim the narrative about native people that gets presented through business.
And a connected issue is, as people become more focused on issues such as avoiding cultural appropriation, you're noticing that other brands without, for instance, native ownership are trying to get in on the action?
Yeah, we've seen a growing number of larger non-native companies copy 8th Generation's talking points. And historically, a native-owned business getting some traction would have had no recourse to stop this from happening. But because we're connected to the tribe, we have the legal might to sort of hold space for the very first time.
There also may be a responsibility for consumers to also have their eyes open about this.
Yeah, you know, I would truly appreciate for any listeners here to think about that next time they're considering whether or not to buy something.
Now, let's back up here on the pandemic. So your story is getting out there. Consumers are coming. But like virtually every business story I do, there's this line, pandemic hits, and things initially for you don't look especially good, do they?
No, they don't. 2020, we had planned to be our biggest year ever. And it was a sad day in March that we had to close the doors. So we froze ordering new inventory. We froze new hires. We froze infrastructure development. And we were really scared. We were very fortunate that around May of 2020, things started to pick up. And it was during that time that we started to focus on our online storytelling and ultimately coming out at the end of 2020, having had our best year ever.
I mean, how did you pull this off? Because you froze inventory. You weren't buying new stuff initially in the pandemic. Yet with Black Lives Matter and you telling your story better online, you had all these customers. It takes a while for people to produce the stuff that you sell.
Yeah. 8th Generation specializes in wool blankets, and it takes months and months to produce a blanket from design to being ready to send to consumers. So although we had a great year, it probably would have been a lot better had we not had to freeze orders for several months. But in retrospect, what we discovered during the pandemic is that consumers want to do the right thing. We found that people were paying a lot closer attention to whether or not the way they used their money was reinforcing their values or undermining their values.
Louis Gong is the founder and CEO of 8th Generation. He's a member of the Nooksack tribe and was raised in the tribal community. Mr. Gong, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
All of our back-to-business coverage is accumulating at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.